Terrible to be blind. I don't know how you people feel about waiting, but I have a problem with waiting. And you know, you could be waiting on a bus, no bus, and time passes, no bus, and on the other side of the road there are five or six buses going in the opposite direction, and you're thinking to yourself, what's happening to the buses? It's the lazy bus drivers. They're up at the terminus and they're smoking and drinking coffee. Or you're moaning in your mind about the government and its cutbacks and it reducing the fleet of buses. Or you may be in a checkout line in a supermarket. It seems to be a mile long and you're in a hurry. And the checkout girl isn't rushing herself at all. And you look around and she's the only checkout girl on. And you're tapping your feet and you're irritated and you're moaning at the management and all the rest of it. Now this is what I term just impatient worrying. You're worrying about something that has no significance whatsoever. There's another kind of waiting that's very important. And it's, I would term, fearful waiting. You visit the doctor, you're not feeling well, you visit the doctor and you're in the waiting room, packed with people. And you're worrying about how your health is. Eventually you get to the doctor, short talk, stethoscope on you, back in front. And he suddenly goes, And you have a little bit of fear in your mind. And he says, I don't like what I'm hearing. I think you need further investigation. I'm going to send you for a scan. Right? And you're pretty nervous about the scan. You ring up the hospital to make the appointment. And you're anxiously waiting and fearfully waiting for the appointment to come through. The appointment comes through and you're relieved, delighted with yourself that at least something positive is happening. You get the scan and you're immediately back fearfully waiting. You're wondering about the result. Eventually the doctor calls you to give you the result and he says, well, I've bad news for you. You may well have cancer and you have fearful waiting again. Now you're waiting for the inevitable end, death, and you're waiting in fear. Now that's how carnal man waits. He waits in fear because he has nothing to trust in. And we should ask ourselves the question, should the Christian, the believer, wait in fear? And we'll examine Scripture and see if Scripture has anything to say on this subject. And Scripture is full of this subject from beginning to end. And before we get into it, I want to point out that in Scripture, waiting and trusting are closely associated. I'd like to turn to Psalm 25, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. And it goes as follows. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. In Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, this is to encourage us to wait with expectation and to wait with the knowledge that we are God's children and that he has good things in store for us. Psalm 37 reads, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For thou shalt soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And over to Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Now, we are to trust God, and we are to wait in trust on God. And we are to trust him in all things. We're to trust him, and we find it easy to trust him when things are happening that are pleasant in our lives. You know, when everything is working out and everything in the garden is rosy, we're happy to trust the Lord. But there are times when things aren't so rosy, and we have worries, we have concerns, and we may be in very stressful situations. This is the time to wait trustingly on the Lord. I want us to go to Lamentations chapter 3. We're reading from verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Now here we know trust is associated with waiting on the Lord, and hope is associated with waiting on the Lord. We wait trustingly and hopefully for the Lord's will to be done in our lives. We go to Isaiah chapter 8. We're reading from verse 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. This is telling us, you know, our worries and our concerns and our fears and the stressful situation we may or may not be in is known to the God, the God Almighty, who's in charge of all things. Verse 14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob. I will look for him, or to him. Now, on Friday at the Bible study, Mark was talking about Nehemiah. And we learned that Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king. And he was in very good standing with the king. And we can presume he had a lot of influence with that king. When I was thinking along these lines, I thought of situations that happen in this country where, let's say, somebody applies for a civil service job and he's not fully qualified for the job, but lo and behold, he gets the job. And he winks and he says to his friends and family, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And this happens very often in this country. Now, did Nehemiah, as Mark pointed out, try to use his influence with the king? No, he didn't. What Nehemiah knew led him to seek the influence of Almighty God in the situation. He humbly approached God, fasting and prayer, because of his concern for his fellow men and the city of Jerusalem. He didn't try to use political influence of the king. Now, the king was the final authority in that country. But Nehemiah went to God Almighty, the sovereign God, who had placed that king, the same as he had Pharaoh, in his position. Nehemiah did go to the source of all good. He went to God. Now, if we can be like Nehemiah, as we should be, then we can look at Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things work out to the benefit of those who love God. No matter what our problems is, no matter what our concerns is, or, you know, our worries, we should trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And we should realize that we are his children, that he is totally sovereign and is graceful towards us. And we are under his grace and mercy, so that all things work to the benefit of those who believe. And I'll end with just the words of God himself, who said, stand still and know that I am God. Amen.